Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
In considering the judgment, the court really looked at what Mr. Zuma came to court with. And although there was a lot of smoke, mirrors, it boiled down to a reconsideration and a rescission of judgment application. So Mr. Zuma approached the court to say that in making the contempt order and sentencing him to incarceration, there was an error on the part of the Constitutional Court. And in the judgment, the majority goes through a number of important aspects, and they actually break it down into the rescission of judgment application and the applicable rules of court, because they try to limit themselves. But the majority, in its opening remarks, said that the Constitutional Court is the apex court of our country, and you cannot appeal against an order. And what the majority found was that he was attempting to appeal before the Constitutional Court, which is not permissible in our country. The main bone of contention is actually Mr. Zuma's conduct in the matter itself. The court took great issue with the fact that he elected not to participate, the way that he was frustrating the commission, and that he was given ample opportunity to actually approach the court and give his side of the story for consideration. And he took a very hard approach to say, listen, I'm not going to participate in these proceedings. And one of the issues that the court went into quite a lot of detail about was the fact that he's saying that the judgment was granted by default, which is one of the requirements for a rescission. But in fact, he was given opportunities to come to court, he was given opportunities to make submissions. He was even given opportunities to make submissions about his sentencing, and, you know, which is a very unique situation because the court actually invited him to come and give commentary. And the commentary received was just not satisfactory to the majority. So the majority found that their hands are bound. The comment that they actually make is that Mr. Zuma bound their hands.
If I can come in with a question here, because you refer to the majority ruling, and one of the points that his son Edward Zuma had made was that this was not a full bench of 8 judges, there were 7 present, and that there was minority and majority decisions that were taken. Could you unpack what exactly a majority ruling is compared to a minority ruling, and what that means in the context of a constitutional court ruling?
Okay, so obviously our constitutional court has got what we call a quorum. So you will see on the judgment that there were 2 minority judgments. The majority judgment is basically representing the body of the judges, whereas the minorities are the ones who are just going to agree with the majority. Obviously, Mr. Zuma would want the minority judgment to come into play because the minority judgments say that the court should actually take a back seat, have a look at the situation, and the minority judgments actually say that there was potentially an error, but unfortunately those are the minority judgments and it is the majority that counts in a constitutional court matter.
In terms of now the legal avenues that former President Jacob Zuma can take, this is the apex court, it's the highest court in the land now. Has he exhausted all possibilities? We've read, some commentators saying, well, let's take this now to an international court. Are there avenues for that sort of relief?
In the minority judgment, there is commentary by Judge Jasser that says that this is actually a matter that should be entertained on an international platform. However, Judge Pepe went into the platform and he said that this is a matter where Jacob Zuma brought an application for a rescission to the Constitutional Court. And by him trying to now swing it in an international forum, he's trying to muddy the waters, so to speak. The position, unfortunately, is that as much as we want to move this to an international forum, there is a specific treaty that deals with it, and we are just not signatory to that treaty. So it is going to be difficult to try and put this onto an international forum, because it is a contempt of court application which emanates from civil proceedings.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.